Rabbit was running out of paper, and still the line stretched all the way to Kanga's house. Many of the younger ones discovered the sandy pit in which Roo played and approved of it and played in it themselves. The carrots from Rabbit's garden lay neglected. Friends who had come too late for shortbread became very cross and started rampaging around the place until Rabbit's sensible and tidy drawing room was thrown into total disarray and covered in muddy and sandy paw prints everywhere. Some of the younger element invented a game which involved rolling yourself up in the fireside rug with a lace doily on your head and pretending to be sultans and sultanas. The beautiful chart was drawn on with the crayons, which had all been taken out of their tins. The Royal Dalton china was knocked over, and as for the beautiful garden where Rabbit had grown his carrots, it was in severe danger.
"Behave yourselves!" Rabbit cried. "Set an example! Be sensible!"
"But we are your guests, and you promised us shortbread," said the rabbits, "and you haven't got any, so fooey to you with knobs on."
"Then eat these lovely carrots and behave,"
retorted Rabbit shrilly. But the little rabbits said they were bored with carrots and began to sing,
"Why are we waiting?"
"Go on waiting,"
shouted Rabbit, who was by now in a real state. He rushed out of his house and all the way to Pooh's house without stopping once. When he'd arrived and gathered his breath sufficiently, he explained what had happened, and then the world seemed to slow down a little as Pooh said comforting things like,
"There, there, Rabbit," and "Never mind, it's all over now,"
which it probably wasn't, but that is the kind of thing you should say to a once-sensible rabbit in distress.
"How about some cocoa and a little smackerel of something?"
Pooh suggested. Then, after thinking for a moment, he changed this to,
"Or just some cocoa, and I'll eat the something for you, so you won't be unhealthy."
But Rabbit seemed very keen on having a smackerel of something, too. After eating all the honey and condensed milk that Pooh reluctantly set before him, he sat back with his paws wrapped around the mug of cocoa.
"I thought I was a sensible animal," Rabbit said, shuddering.
"Of course you are," said Pooh. "Everybody knows that. And it was such a sensible idea, the census." "It's almost the same word,"
agreed Pooh.
"And the gardens, Pooh. Vegetables for everyone."
"And honey for some,"
said Pooh seriously, licking a smear of yellow from the edge of his plate. Rabbit felt that Pooh had perhaps missed something here, but it seemed too complicated to argue. Instead, he said good night to a surprise piglet who had just come in from rolling in the dirt and was a friendly brown colour, and went to bed at midday under Pooh's own blue cotton counterpane. When the evening came, Rabbit slept on, but Pooh didn't mind. He took an old blanket and bedded down by his honey cupboard to reassure the pots that they would be safe. In the morning, some slightly sheepish-looking friends and relations came knocking on the door. They asked Pooh if he knew where Rabbit was.
"He's asleep,"
Pooh started, then thought for a bit. He thought of Rabbit and what Rabbit would say if he were here, and if he were himself again.
"My dear friend Rabbit,"
started Pooh as importantly as he could,
"my very dear friend Rabbit told me to tell you that the job for today is to tidy everything in his house and make it as organized as possible. Things in rows and things. Rabbit will supervise us in case we put stuff back in the wrong places."
So they all went over to Rabbit's house, and it took less time than anyone expected to get the place shining clean. While they cleaned and dusted and polished, they each sang their favourite songs, and Piglet sang one he had learned in French from Christopher Robin about a man called Frère Jacques, who spent his time ringing bells. Then, because it was voted the best, he sang it again with all of them joining in the chorus, even Rabbit, although Owl muttered,
"He's a little off-key,"
but nobody noticed or knew what he meant.